Students from Denver's North High School and their families and supporters packed the house at the Radiator Restaurant last night to present Our Sacred Community, a homemade book of poems and photos about their Northside neighborhood. The effort was facilitated by North High teacher and Northside resident Tim Hernandez, who also emceed the event. The following is a sound collage of a selection of readings from the event by Hernandez and his students.
I want to make it explicitly clear, specifically about why we are right here, in this place. There's a lot of other venues. We could have done it in North, we could have done it all other places. We chose this place specifically because our students built an entire book about our community. So to do it somewhere outside of our community, when we said this is the most sacred place in the world to us, then this is the right place to do it. You feel me? I will be extremely honest with you that is that sanctity and that reverence that we have for the physical place in barrios and neighborhoods that we have is something that we are taught, that we are given. And I don't think it's a secret in our neighborhood right here in the north side of Denver why that's a necessity. I don't think it's a secret that the north side of Denver is responsible for the highest rate of displacement of Latino people as a result of gentrification in the country. That's over New York, Chicago, LA, Detroit, here, right here. The most Latino people are being pushed out of their homes, pushed out of our neighborhoods. And you will hear from our students tonight about what that means, about what the loss of cultural identity means, about what it feels like to not recognize the places that you are in, to not be welcomed in the places that you were raised in. Our next poet is going to be Martí. Give some love to Martí.
My name is Martin. I'm a senior here at North High School. As the water flows new, it poisons the roots and foundations we grew. As the poisonous water flows through, our culture and home has been broken through. As the birds in the sky once flew, so did the memories and traditions we once knew.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a doubleheader coming up again. By Daniela!
My name's Daniela. I'm a senior at North, and this is my poem. We can't walk down our own neighborhood without being looked down on. They want our culture, but it's us they have the right to frown on. Innocence preyed on, it's all a setup made for us not to survive. Why should society be allowed to make this world impossible for us to live in? This is my second poem. When the bridges we worked so hard to build have been burned down and remade on a foundation built on our backs. They will never acknowledge that the empires they have built are weak and will one day crack. Their ignorance gives them the right to look at us as aliens. When we walk down the street, we see people who are pale again. Everything is made for their benefit, even the bridges built on us. It is not for us to use according to the supremacists.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! The next one gonna be read by the gentle giant himself, Jeremiah. Get on up here, my man.
My name is Jeremiah. I'm a sophomore at North High School.
Yes, sir.
I see a stable community that so many people put time into to make it look beautiful. I can hear laughter from the roller coasters, from the kids having a good time. A place where people take care of the community. The fact that people only see the bad side about the north side, it infuriates me because this is what I see. The fact that people see all the negative things about the north side shows that people don't know the true things about the north side.
Beautiful poem, beautiful poem. Our second and last one is gonna be read by the heart and soul of our class. Hope, give Hope some love.
My name is Hope. I'm a junior in North High School, and here's my poem.
All right.
Our community, we are one together. We are a strong one, one that can make a change in this world. We are also a beautiful one, one we share our laughter, our joy, our frustrations, our tears. Although it's full of sweetness, there's also a bitter taste to it. Even when we're stronger than what our differences make us, Even when we are beaten to the ground, we lift each other up, because as a community, we don't let each other down.
So, thank you so much for coming out. Can we get one more round of applause for our Latinos in Action kids? Alrighty, we're gonna do one more thing. It's something that we close out with every time, whether it's in my class or other classes. I'm gonna give it over to Carlos, who's gonna do our chants. When he says, si se puede, you are going to say? Oh, yeah. Some of y'all know that. Okay, all right. When he says, si se puede, you are going to say? Oh, yeah, that was weak, bro. You're going to say?
Si se puede.
All right. So we're gonna start with a clap. When we're all clapping, Carlos is gonna get on the mic. He's gonna say it, and we're gonna say it back. And if y'all got that? All right, here we go, Carlos.
Everybody, if you got two hands.
What you just heard was a selection of poems from the book Our Sacred Community, presented last night at the Radiator in Denver's North Side. Readings and poetry by North High students Martin Castañón, Daniela Urbina Valle, Jeremiah Perez Manzanares, and Hope Navarro Alvarez. You also heard the voices of student Carlos Rosas and teacher Tim Hernandez. Three books signed by all of the students were auctioned off at the event, netting around $350, the proceeds of which will go towards hosting a Latino leadership conference at North High this spring. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.